بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, after having performed the Maghrib and Isha prayer, we want to take this opportunity to acknowledge, to recognize, and to commend those sisters and brothers who have been consistent in and diligent in attending the course that we completed last week related to the essential principles of social rectification and as well principles concerning individual purification of the soul. Last week was our 13th session, and we concluded the reading of the book Ashr al-Qawa'id fi Tazkiyat al-Nafs by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, last week. And the only thing that remains, a few minutes, inshallah, I want to quickly summarize the questions from the study guide for last week's session, number 13. And then after that, inshallah, we're going to read the names of those sisters and brothers who were diligent in attending this course for the last 20 weeks, yani almost 5 months. And we also, and I personally, want to express my appreciation for their diligence and consistency with the gift of knowledge, which has become our way for some years now. So quickly, let's move along quickly because we do have food here waiting for us. So the question is study guide number 13. The first question: what is the main point discussed by the author, hafidhahullah, in his conclusion? Naam, Waleed.
So after knowing and clarifying the principles of that which purifies the nafs, comes clear that a person needs to take account, take heed to follow Allah's commands and purify his soul right now while he's still able to do in this life.
Naam.
Perform the actions now before it's too late and the day of judgment comes and a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and at that time he will no longer be able to perform anything.
Naam. So the main point, in summary, that the Shaykh mentions here is the necessity, the need and the great necessity of taking account of oneself and rectifying your soul, before it's too late, before death comes and accounting. Question number 2, mention some of the Salaf al-Salih, rahimahullah, from whom the author conveys advices, these advices. Naam, ya Umar. Just give me a few, inshallah.
Okay.
We're going to summarize tonight because we want to get to the food.
Minhum Ahmad ibn
Taymiyyah. Minhum?
Uh-huh. Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah.
Now, he wrote a book on Tazkiyat al-Nafs, but the Shaykh didn't convey any wasiya from Ibn Taymiyyah in what he wrote in the conclusion of the book. Naam. Naam, Murshid.
Khulafa
al-Rashidun. Naam. Abdul Mubarak.
Maimun ibn
Mahran. Somebody help me with the last one. One more. Naam.
Al-Hasan
al-Basri. Rahimahullah. And the Shaykh mentioned 7 wasaya from 7 of the people from the Salaf, Sahaba, and those who came after them. And there are many, many more that he could have mentioned. Yeah, and this is really summarizing. Number 3, summarize 2 of the main points, or even 1 of the main points from the wasiya, the advice of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. At least 1 point from what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, said. And he mentioned that, O people you are, O servants of Allah you are. Huh?
We're going out
and coming back. Yani going through the time span that Allah has given to you in this world without knowing the time, how much time you have here. Therefore
if you like to do something before the time ends.
So if you can end your life while doing that which is amalillah, the deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do so. And he said, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ. And you will never be able to do this except by help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said some other points too for the sake of time. Question number 4, memorize the wasiyah, advice of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu concerning preparation for al-hisab. Naam, Abdul Haq.
Umar ibn al-Khattab, hasibu anfusakum qabla tuhasabu
Take account of yourselves before account is taken of you. تعرضون
ولا تخفى منكم ولا تخفى عنكم خافية
منكم خافية. نعم يعني عمر الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he said take account of yourselves before any of the day of accounting, when account will be taken of you, and weigh yourselves before you are weighed, and يعني adorn yourselves, beautify yourselves before the day of يعني عرض, when people will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. نعم
before presented
نعم يعني with their deeds for judgment. Question number 5, summarize two or even one of the main points of the wasiyah of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Naam, Umar.
Wa'alam ibn Adam, in ghafalta an nafsika, wa lam tasta'idda laha, lam yasta'idda laha ghayruka, wa la budda min liqa'i Allahi azza wa jal, wa khudri nafsika.
Yani one of the points that he made, that if you are neglectful, unmindful of yourself, and you don't prepare, then know for sure that there is no one else who will prepare anything for you. Indeed, it is a necessity that we'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, yani take precautions, prepare something for yourself, and do not leave it to anyone else. There was another point that he made also, if somebody wants to add a point, just summarize it briefly though, please. Now, you have Abu Bakr something?
Malik al-Maut, Lazi Wukilat Bikri.
In the singular, Malish, no problem, go ahead. Go ahead.
Lam Yazal Yukhlif wa yatakhadza ila ghayrika. Yuzu anta fi dunya.
Naam. Yani, he said, yani the summary of it, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said, know that the angel of death, the one who has appointed over you, since you have been in this world, he has been passing, yani leaving you behind, going on to someone else, and it appears as though now he is passing over someone else, coming to you. So yani, take precautions and prepare and do whatever you have to do. Don't be unmindful, for indeed the angel of death, he will not be unmindful of you. Question number 6, mention the two things feared by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu from the people and why he feared them. Two things that he feared and why he feared them. Naam, Murshid.
Long hope.
And following of desires. Somebody else, why did he fear them? Naam. Yani, as far as having long hope, yani having too much hope in without any basis, it causes you to forget the hereafter.
An al-haq.
Naam, as far as following desires, then what it does, right? It causes you to go astray from the truth. Question number 7, memorize the statement of Ali ibn Talib radiallahu anhu concerning the dunya and the akhirah. Memorize. Anybody memorize this statement? Naam, ya Musa.
Ala inna dunya qad wallat mudbira wal akhiratu muqbila wa li kulli
wahidatin minhuma.
لكل واحدة منهما بنون تكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا فاليوم فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب ولا عمل.
Anybody know what the meaning of this is?
No.
نعم. Some.
Okay. So the first one is
Is it not so?
Yeah, is it not so that
the dunya.
Yeah, that the dunya is going for
going away backwards,
yeah,
now.
Backward, and the akhirah is coming forward.
Akhirah is coming forward.
Yeah.
لكل واحدة منهما بنون.
Each of them have children.
Each of them have children, yani who follow them, who seek them, who are attached to them. So be from the children of the Akhirah, the people who are concerned about the Akhirah.
And do not be from the children of the
dunya. And do not be from the children of the dunya, concerned only about the dunya.
The time to do deed and not for recording
account.
And tomorrow is the time for account, not for deed.
Because today, yani, the life in this world is for doing deeds, though you're not called to account yet, and in the next life, in the Akhirah, you'll be called to account. You won't be able to do any deeds at that point. Very important, yani, reminder for us. Question number 8, discuss the statement of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimahullah, concerning those whose accounting will be lightened yawm al-qiyamah. The statement, and he just explained the statement of Hasan al-Basri concerning those whose account will be lightened on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Naam.
He said that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَامٌ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ يُحَاسَبُ نَفْسَهُ.
Yani the believer is qawwam, yani responsible for himself. He takes account of himself. Naam.
إِنَّمَا خَفَّ الْإِسَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى قَوْمٍ حَاسَبُ.
Yani indeed, the accounting will be lightened, will be easy on the day of accounting, on the day of judgment, for those who took account of themselves while they were in this world, who paid attention to what they were doing. Muhasaba. Naam. And the accounting will be difficult, will be severe on those people who yani went forward in this matter without taking account. Yani didn't care about what they were doing, just recklessly going along. And the last question, almost last question. Question number 9. Memorize the statement of Maymun ibn Mahran rahimahullah concerning how one may become taqi, pious. How one may become taqi. Naam. Allahu Akbar. Faddo. You have? Go ahead.
You cannot be a taqi. Lam yakun taqi.
La. Hatta
yuhasabu nafsahu.
Ashad muhasabatan.
Ashad muhasabatan.
Ashad muhasabatan. من الشريكي لشريكي. يعني no one of you will be a taqi, a pious, righteous person until he يكون لنفسه, that he, until he is with himself, the more severe in taking account of himself than a partner, a business partner is in taking يعني account of his partner. And then finally complete the statement, the nafs is like a shariq khawan, a treacherous business partner. يعني the nafs is like a treacherous business partner. What did he say? Yani that the nafs, the soul of the human being, is like a partner that is yani treacherous or yani is not faithful to trust. If you don't take account of it, it will run away with your wealth. And these are some of the points that we dealt with last week.